Catholicism. Their 8-year-old daughter used to get on her knees and pray for the injured each time she heard an ambulance, and her faith impressed me. I loved her and her siblings a lot. As I was making post-high school decisions, I even visited a local convent to ask a nun about her sequestered life. She told me she had taken 3 vows: poverty, chastity, and obedience. Not understanding how poverty and chastity would get me close to God, I dismissed the cloistered life as an option. One day in our high school library, I was pondering what to do with my life. The library, with its dark wood shelves and musty smell, was one of my favorite places. That day, a beam of late afternoon sunlight touched a book on the bottom shelf near my seat at the wooden table. When I opened it, I read about a woman who started an orphanage for unwanted children in New York City. "This is it," I thought. "This is what I want to do with the rest of my life. Rescue people no one else cares about, so that those like Mom will never want for love." I decided to major in special education. 2 of the top 3 universities in the nation for special education were within 5 hours of my home. The top-ranked program was in California. That seemed too far away, so I went to the second-ranked program, which was in Michigan. During my first year of college, I attended a weekly Bible study at the Catholic Newman Center, but my motives were mostly social. I didn't pray. By the end of that first year, I wasn't sure I even believed in God. What did it matter? I learned in my comparative economics course that social justice could right the world's wrongs, so God seemed irrelevant. About the time I decided to dismiss God, a weird thing happened. It was summer vacation, and I was in my parents' house in Indiana. One night, I was awakened abruptly from a deep sleep, feeling as though an elephant were standing on my chest. I was frantic, panicking, gasping for breath. Someone or something was suffocating me. I could get no air. Something heavy was overpowering me, squeezing the very life from me. If I couldn't get air soon, I knew I would die. Unable to utter a word, I called out to Jesus in my head. Then I mentally sang the words of the only hymn I could think of. "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear." I then said in my head, "I choose Jesus." I had no idea what that statement meant, except to protect myself from the immediate danger of suffocation. And it seemed to work, for gradually the heaviness lifted so I could breathe. I thought, if there is a God, and if this experience is real, then I would choose Jesus and life. I don't want Satan sitting on my chest. But I was not ready to accept that the experience was real or what a serious decision for Christ might mean. Like most young people, I was content to be God of my own life. I had plans, and as far as I was concerned, Jesus played no part in them. I dismissed the experience and avoided thinking about it.